Was there any moment when we're doing it that you were like, just want to go home?
I would say in the beginning, guys.
Well, right in the beginning, you want to go home?
Yeah, I know, bro. But when I heard the footsteps and then the REM pod and then the answers on the thing, and we're behind you, we see you in the dark. I'm like, yeah, bro, I gotta go home, bro. This is white people shit, bro. I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground
and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. What's up, Jicky fam?
And welcome today to another podcast, guys.
Wow, that was lazy again, bro.
It wasn't, bro. It's normal,
so
bro.
Lazy, man. Welcome to another episode. I don't know. What are we? Episode 4?
No, 5.
Are we at 5?
I don't know. I lost count.
Bro, stop, guys. We did so many.
Yeah, we did a lot, guys.
Man, we promised you guys. We promised you guys episodes every week. I think we're going to try to do that.
I want to, bro.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
Today, guys, we're talking about our ghost investigation.
And we got two guests today with us. We got Kynan.
Yes, sir.
What up, what up? We got Francisco.
What's up, fam?
Guys. Hashtag Free Frank.
Free Frank, guys.
I just got chills.
Free Frank.
I just got chills.
He just came out of jail, guys.
Yeah, fresh. Man. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That must feel good.
Yeah, congrats, man.
Give a little backstory, guys.
And we got Charlie, guys. Look at Charlie, bro.
Yeah, how you forget Charlie?
But Charlie wasn't in the ghost hunt, so...
It's true, guys. Okay.
Wow, he bet it, too.
He's the director over here.
Here, we're here to talk about, obviously, something that we worked on for Halloween. It was the ghost hunt.
Yo, bro, apparently this is the most haunted place.
Wait.
Dang it?
18 spirits.
18 spirits. 18. Apparently, bro.
Show yourself.
That's the ramp.
No.
I said well, three, yeah. Two,
it went,
one.
It went on by itself.
No way.
Yeah, you were talking mad about the attic.
Don't look.
She was not happy. What and the attic is in this room.
So guys, I'm not gonna lie to you. Costa? 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 Can you stop? It was the back house. One of the most, I would say, for us, our fourth investigation. Fourth ghost.
Yeah, it was.
Fourth. One that we were alone, finally.
It's true, yeah.
Yeah,
but even the cemetery, we were alone.
That's facts.
It's true, and then the cops.
Cemetery had very good exits. You know, you could have left. That's where you were just there sleeping.
We had to sleep there, guys.
We had to sleep there. If you haven't seen the episode, guys, it's going to be a little bit of spoilers here. So we highly recommend you guys watch the episode before you check out this episode on the podcast. But we're going to be talking about things that we saw, things that we felt, things that we explored during the editing session, and obviously, you know, the community and how much they really liked it.
It's true, bro.
Let's bring in Kynan here. Kynan, what's up, man?
What's up, bro? How are you?
You good?
What's up, Kynan?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
So you were a skeptic, right?
Yeah, I came into it like...
Not knowing,
not believing. I believe a bit, but like not like fully. Like, you know, you see stuff, you see YouTubers all the time, you see all that type of stuff, and you're like, is it real? Is it fake?
Yeah.
You never know till you're there. And so going into this completely like, yeah, I'm not going to believe it. Yeah.
All right, what about now?
Yeah, I believe it. 100%.
What was the moment where
you're like, yo, this is BL, bro?
I think it was with the ball and the spoiler, but
No. I mean, like, this is like spoiler. The whole thing is gonna be like,
it's spoiler, guys.
Like, let everything out, bro.
It'd be with the ball, to be honest. The like, flashlight. You were laying in the bed doing the Estes method there, and like, Frank and Costa were all asking you questions. And then I was like, turn the ball off in 3, 2, 1. Ball goes off, and I'm like, oh, wow. Okay, mm-hmm. That just happened.
Yeah.
So.
Is there any moment you were like questioning the idea of like, okay, this could be something else? Because this could be like, because again, a lot of people are like talking about or anything, you know, when you're looking at ghost investigations, it could be something else. It could be a trigger, somebody downstairs, or, you know, whatever it is. You ever think of like, maybe it's not a ghost, or like during that investigation where you're like, oh, shit, like,
the only thing that, like, so the fans know too, like there was another apartment on our floor,
mm-hmm.
but you walk by the apartment, you couldn't even hear anything. Everything was so soundproofed, like to each apartment. Like there was people below us and there was people below them too. Like there was 3 floors in the place and you couldn't hear those people. Even going up the stairs, like, they probably heard me, my big feet going up the stairs, but, like, it was very soundproof, and I don't think, in a house like that, you can't tamper things. Like, the owner can't tamper with it. There's no way.
Well, I hope there wasn't tampering.
I hope not.
I didn't feel no tampering. No, like, it was...
There's no way. Because
how can you tamper that the bed, bro, going up?
Exactly.
Well, a lot of people didn't see the bed. By the way, a lot of people didn't see the bed.
No one noticed the bed.
The people that I spoke to that watched it, and I mentioned it to them, they were like, wait, what? And I'm like, yeah, go back and look at this part. And they were like, that's crazy. I can't believe you guys caught
that. We actually showed someone at work today.
Yeah.
Bro, he tripped out when he saw that part.
I think for me, that evidence is actually the one that was like...
Yeah.
Nah, you got chills.
Well, I think that's the most solid evidence we've caught so far.
Yeah.
And you out slept of all of them. Bread, bro.
Yeah, good it's lie, not bro. On video, well, but I went.
Okay, so there's a lot of things we didn't show in the video, guys. I mean, a whole section in the beginning where we're driving. Shout out to Frank for being an awesome driver, getting us there safe and sound. But there was this... And like, for me, I feel like this whole thing is connected in some way because you're going into a ghost investigation and, you know, we're driving in the car while Frank is driving and we're smelling the smell and we just couldn't figure out what that smell was.
Rotten egg.
Yeah, rotten egg.
And this, for me, it's like, it's a start of something, you know, like you're like, oh, shit, right away, it's not, something bad's happening, you know?
Yeah.
So right away.
We were tripping out, bro.
Yeah, we were so scared. We stopped the car.
Yo, I thought Kynan farted, bro. Because he was sitting in front of me.
Yeah, we're all getting better at each other. You farted.
He was sitting in front of me. I'm like, bro, the smell is coming from here, bro.
Then we're like, okay, it's the city that we're in. The car in front of us. We just don't know where that smell was coming from. It was so strong that we were getting migraines. And I think this was like in the sixth hour of driving. We stopped by. And I mean, for those who saw the trailer or even like during the live, I posted two clips. And for an actual episode, I did not put any of that stuff and got straight into it. But it was something for me. It's like, it's a sign, like, kind of like, don't do it. Don't go.
It's true.
Like, you guys felt that? Like, you know?
We're getting signs, bro.
Could have been worse.
I mean, it's a little sign, bro. There's this one time, man, my mom went to go see a fortune teller.
Yeah.
And then before leaving, she's like, don't go anywhere far, she tells my mom. My mom went to Oratoire Saint-Joseph, which is like this big...
The church.
Yeah.
The
church.
And she got a flat tire.
She went too far, bro.
She went too far. So it's like, for me, it's like, I'm like, that was a little sign of something. And then I feel like the pressure of the whole situation going there was...
In the NW food was not good, bro.
Yeah, you have to bait us out.
That was a sign, bro.
Yeah, we ate a little in.
But anyways, the smell was nothing. We had a small issue with the
car.
Yeah,
under the small issue.
Yeah.
Underneath me.
The battery is inside the car, and we hit a bump where the vent hose of the battery came off.
Yeah.
So all the chemical vapors of the acid.
And it was under Kynan's seat, bro.
Yeah.
And I thought he was farting,
bro. We still had 2 hours drive.
We did 2 hours of that acid smell.
Yeah.
But you don't think that's a sign or something?
No, I guess, I don't know, bro. The bump really... Because at one point he did hit a big bomb, bro.
Yeah, yeah, I remember the bomb.
That's when we started smelling it.
Right after that, yeah.
Because the guy was driving Speedy Gonzalez, bro.
I mean, I feel like, anyway, like, I feel like these moments.
I was excited, right? I was trying to get to the house.
That was a sign for me. Like, that was like, you know. I mean, let's give shout out to Frankie with his composure. You're comfortable. I don't know how, but you don't show no scare. You don't show no.
He was scared.
He was scared. Like, I don't get me wrong. He was scared for sure. But, like, you're.
I got scared. At the same time, the same thing from him.
In that face.
In that specific corner when you turn around and that mannequin is like in that angle.
Yeah.
But I didn't say nothing because you guys were pretty scared and I didn't want to freak you out.
I think.
I got scared with when I heard the footsteps.
Yeah.
Behind Kynan when he was coming on the table.
Yeah.
That was terrifying. Bro, you feel them. You feel them under your feet.
And plus.
And behind Kynan, you, it was the smallest closet. And then after that, it's just.
Yeah, you show it in the video.
There's nothing there.
No.
You show it in the video.
There's no room.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
I got scared there. I got scared with the app, the words that it was saying.
Can we talk about the app?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people are saying the app is not reliable.
Yeah, but there's a difference between being reliable and being, like, not real or fake. Like, reliable. Like,
yeah, but even if it's... Bro, it was matching whatever we're...
It was consistent.
Yep. Yeah, it was very consistent. It was very...
You know, the touch of the touch of the REM pod.
Yeah, we also got like your equipment.
We also got names of people that died in the house. Sure, that up.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, I'm sure there's some sort of things that maybe are not clear, but some things.
I mean, I feel like it's connected dots. At the end of the day, it's that you're trying to connect the dots is where you're trying to get. You know. But for me, the most scariest thing is definitely putting the blindfold. But yeah, luckily, you guys were around. But I know a lot of the ghost hunters, they, you know, one person goes in, the other person goes outside. I think that kind of moment would be a lot more scarier. But still,
once I think next time we should do it like that.
Yeah. What's it called? Yeah. Asbestos.
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 What are you saying, bro?
What's the method?
Asbestos method. So it's basically like a sensory deprivation type of method.
Right.
So when you put the blindfold on, you put the headphones on, like, there's nothing in the outside world that's going to distract you. Like, you're
dialed. You're zen in. You're in.
Yeah.
You guys want to talk about your experience on that situation?
I mean, let's start with you.
Start with me.
Bro. You
had the most action.
No.
I had the action.
I feel like him, he had the cost. I had the more...
Well, the ghost is touching.
I mean, he was the main reason why we didn't sleep.
The two of you had the best, like, questions and answers, like, back to back.
I felt a lot of touching, like, on the, like, neck.
You felt a little something?
I felt a little touching. I felt that someone was trying to come out, like, but she wasn't able to, or he wasn't able to. I don't remember who. Probably it was Lisa, because we got a lot of Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa.
But I felt like there was struggle on the talk. I felt like there's a lot of struggle of that person trying to communicate with us.
Within that room, too.
Within that room, yeah.
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 But also, the whole history of the girl in that room, scary. I don't know why you guys made me do that room, scary.
Because Frank gave her a dollar, bro.
It just happened that way.
Like, yeah, exactly. Wait, I know what happened. But the room itself, the history in the room, the color of the room, but being in that fucking blindfold and just hearing, you know, voices, not knowing what the questions are. You ever felt like you're answering the questions? Like, you don't know what the question is, but you're like, oh, fuck, I hope it's not that kind of question.
Yeah.
And I know this kid right here, Frank, he asks these questions, man, that's like...
So, I'm just trying to, like you said, I'm just trying to connect the dots.
I know you're trying to connect the dots, man, but yeah, I was watching the episode, I'm like, Frank, bro. Like, I don't remember what it was, but he did something, bro.
A mark.
Wasn't it the mark? Yeah, something you I don't know what the hell you said in one of those moments, but like, it was like, I wish I was watching the episode to kind of know what the hell it was, but there was a moment where I felt watching, I'm like, oh, I hope I don't give that kind of answer now, you know?
What's your language, bro? This is, bro, people, young kids are watching.
Kids are watching, bro.
Kids inside.
I hope kids are not watching. This is a ghost.
People are lying, bro. They like us, bro.
Yeah.
No, but for real, though, even me too, when I got scared, was, guys, you know where I fell asleep? We all fell asleep, right? Fell asleep, guys.
That was my favorite part.
You fell
asleep. So,
but I mean, if...
At one point, guys, I got that... Bro, the breeze was so cold that I woke up.
The breeze that he felt.
And he said it at the same time. And,
yeah, when he finished, he said it too. He's like, yo, were you like blowing on me? Pause, but yeah.
Were you disappointed when we saw the footage and nothing happened in the footage, guys?
Yeah, when I woke up?
The blow.
The breeze?
Yeah, because
I mean, we all did like kind of like a gesture. Like
That was a big piece, and to not be able to, like, and obviously, like, to us, it felt, because you got to think our adrenaline's running too, right? So to us, it could have been just a little, like,
No.
And
then
maybe
bro,
not move the shirts, but what I felt between, bro. I felt this guy was blowing over my shoulder.
Yeah, you asked us too.
Yeah.
Yo, woke up from that breeze, bro. I thought, like, the window was open, but guys, the window was closed, AC was closed, but that breeze, I'm like, no. Yo, I woke up, bro. I woke up.
Yeah, he woke up.
And usually me, bro, it's hard for me to wake up, bro, when I'm knocking out like that, bro.
No, actually, it's very easy for you to wake up, bro. We have a witness here.
What?
We were talking, having a good time on the couch, you know, trying to pass time. For those who haven't seen the episode, please do check it. At the end, we're all sleeping on the couch. You knocked out, snoring.
Yeah.
And every time me, Frank, Kynan got loud, you got louder. Which is snoring, but
yeah,
like,
because you guys are waking me up.
We're like, you know what I mean, Costa?
Yeah,
like you're answering, like you.
Yeah, but I'm in that state, like I can flow. You know,
at one point we were arguing about something. I forget what we were arguing about. I was just joking around, and then all you hear is Costa. And you're like, yo, he even argues when he's sleeping.
But yeah, you have this threshold, you know, like, but
because I'm in a state, bro. But that cold breeze, bro, woke me up, and I'm like,
Frank.
See, I was sitting on the other side of the table. I didn't feel no breeze at that point.
Sure,
you were. You guys were on. Well, the three of you were on the other side. Three felt it. I felt nothing.
I felt it, man.
What do you think? Okay,
that scared me. That breeze.
Let's be real. What do you guys think it was? You think it was a spirit?
Probably, I mean, bro. That's for sure. What
they say it is, right?
We caught something, bro.
Because like Costa said, AC was off, window was closed. There was no breeze. There was and no
that breeze was not normal, bro.
And there was
not normal.
There was no because it's an old house, so they don't have like the new HVAC with the circulation vents and anything. Mm-hmm. So
it was just a random breeze, bro.
Yeah. And it wasn't consistent. It was just one quick.
Yeah, one.
That's
quick.
It.
But we had a situation where there was the wind.
The garlic.
Or no. The garlic could be, that was one situation. But another situation, I think, in the beginning. Same spot in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And something that, before we get back to the experiences, the door. Nobody witnessed the door during the situation of us
running around
when we heard the sound. Nobody realized the door was, one door was closed.
In the kitchen.
Yeah.
And I think this episode for us was
important. Did we close it? I don't remember, bro.
Why would we have closed it?
I don't think I would have closed it.
There was no way we should have closed it. There's no reason as to why we should have closed it.
Yeah, but you were eating the chips, bro.
And you were eating the goldfish and the Sunny D's today.
No, nobody touched the Sunny D's.
Nobody touched the Sunny D's.
Yeah?
It's outdated. What's the word?
Expired.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Frank, your experience. You were actually the first one doing it.
I enjoyed it.
Why'd you say you enjoyed it?
I wish I had more coming through.
Yeah.
Because looking at the movie, I'm going to call it a movie because it's 2 hours long.
It's a movie, guys.
Looking at the movie, like, you guys got more answers than I did out of it. But I remember I got a lot of growls on it.
Right.
Which, I don't know why. Maybe, like you said, there's something there that's, like, holding back from coming through, you know?
But I felt watching the experience was that. Were you watching the video, the film?
I got a growl, too.
You got the whole vibe of, like, something's there that's holding them back.
No, for me, it was good. I wasn't afraid whatsoever. But next time I want to do it, like, I'll be in a room completely in the dark and, like, you guys will be in another room. We'll do it, like, the proper way.
Proper way.
But don't forget, we're growing, man. Like, it's,
we're little babies.
We started a YouTube channel reacting to music. Then we did some scary videos. Then we started doing some ghost hunting. Like, it's, like, we don't know what the f*** we're doing, man. We're just doing it and we're learning.
Sure.
Yeah.
Your turn. Kynan. Experience.
I would say out of all four of us, I would have got, I think I got the least interaction. Bro, I sat there for the first 20 minutes.
There was
nothing. And then right when it started to come through, all it had to say was leave, get out, run, leave. I think at one point I said shut up too. Like it just, I barely got any action, but to be like completely out of the real world and into like just this whole kind of sensory deprivation, it was a bit scary because, like, I don't know if you're going to, you know, try and do something like to prank me or either of you are going to do something tickle me or something. And, like, that's the only thing I'm thinking. I was like, someone's going to push me or try and scare me or something.
I wouldn't go to that.
But, like,
yeah. That kind of moment, you know?
Like, I would do it, like Frank said, like, I would do it by myself in a room, dark.
Yeah, I'll be comfortable.
We should do it next time.
I will be comfortable, too. Like I said, I think that was, like, a test more than anything.
Well, you guys should do it alone.
You're going to do it too, bro.
Yeah, bro. Number one.
Because at the end, it could be like, okay, Frank is too strong within that. He's not going to get anything. Same with Kynan. Same with me. You might get something that we're not
going to get. Yo, I was getting like weird.
Bro, you got the attic, bro.
Yeah, the
attic was messed up.
The attic.
And then but at the one point, we got saying that the iPhone.
But at one point, because you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, at one point, it was heavy and angry, bro. And I'm like, that's why I was answering back angry too, bro.
You know? All of us got a lot of leave.
Yeah,
get out.
Leave now, get out, run. And when we asked if we were safe, the answer was no.
Bro, remember, like, I have to clip
that's,
that moment.
That's when all of us were like, yeah, we're not safe.
We said,
the machine played in the other room.
You said, are we safe? And then it didn't answer. Then I asked a question and answered no. Then we're like, are you answering the question to the previous question or this one? Like, we're just freaking out. But yeah, the sound.
Yeah, the sound, the ballerina.
The ballerina.
And the box was closed. Because remember, I opened it, I tried it, it worked. And then you're like, no, close it. And I closed it, and it still went off hours later.
We have to go back to that room.
We have
hours later.
The red room is the most active, bro.
When we heard it, except I had my headphones on with like the audio blared up full so I could hear the audio properly.
Same with the footsteps, right?
Yeah, like instantly right away, I was like, yo, I caught that through the headphones. Like, I heard that. Like,
yeah, every time you were saying that, I was increasing the audio to hear myself. I'm like, oh, yeah, I hear something.
Yeah, like it was the footsteps was the worst. Like, I'm sitting there and I can hear it.
Yo, I heard those footsteps.
And you can feel it. Like, when someone walks by you on hardwood floor and you feel it, you're like, yo, there's someone there. And like, you don't want to look. So you're kind of just like, okay, cool.
Yo, those footsteps were loud, bro.
Well, I could be saying this right now, like, this is the first time we're using the gear that you guys got us. Big shout out to, obviously, the family for getting us all the gear. This is the first time we're actually using every single thing.
Everything, yeah.
You know? Obviously, the heat machine, I mean, it had some complications, but we got the heat on the bed.
Yeah, because in the beginning, we're taking pictures with it.
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, then we... What? Why are you guys laughing, bro?
I'm not laughing, bro.
No one's laughing.
And then we figured out the recording, bro.
Yeah, we figured out.
We didn't use the laser. That's the only thing that we didn't...
Well, I have the laser here.
You found it?
Yeah.
We found the light.
Yeah. Well, we had the light, but we thought we left the light there. But I think what we... One thing we messed up during the whole process of filming is when we got there, and again, this is not in the actual video... I cut that a lot. I mean, the video would have been 3-hour film more than anything, but we're setting up the gears and stuff like that. And unfortunately, the REM pod went on. I don't know if you guys remember the REM pod.
The light in the hallway went on, the REM pod in the bedroom, the green bedroom, it went on right after.
But it's something that we didn't capture. I didn't put any context to it because we had issues with the GoPro, we had issues with a few things. But like I said, it's a learning process for each and every one of us. But now I think, I think we're set to kind of do new shit.
It's true, though. Eh? The first time we're at the REM pod...
We thought we had something from the GoPro, but we didn't.
No. The machine there. With the antenna.
Yeah, that's it. That one there. The REM pod. Yeah, it's
right there. Yeah.
It's off now. Because I don't want to hear.
When that went off... When that went off first time, bro, inside of my head, I'm like, yeah, please.
This one when it was recorded.
We had just walked
there. I'm like, please, God, bro, like, stop this, bro.
That's when we all put our protection on.
Yeah, that's when we put the crosses.
That was my moment. I'm like, please, God, no, please make it stop.
Was there any moment when we're doing it that you were like, just want to go home?
When I was sitting on the couch and I was very uncomfortable. But that was about it. At no point during it all.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I would say in the beginning, guys.
Well, right in the beginning, you went to go home.
Bro. But when I heard the footsteps and then the REM pod and then the answers on the thing, and we're behind you, we see you in the dark. I'm like, yeah, bro. I gotta go home, bro. This is white people shit, bro. This is not me, bro.
To be honest, it is.
It is.
Even my dad's like, what the hell are you guys doing, bro? Like, what are you guys doing?
We're doing it for the fam.
Yeah, we're doing it for you guys.
But we did it for you guys.
But obviously, you want to go more scary. Like, but we're not like other channels where we know what the f*** we're doing, number one. But also, I don't know if other channels are faking it or whatnot. So we're real with you guys. And I think every ghost investigation that we're going to do is going to be a movie style.
It has to catch or no catch. Exactly.
You know, it's the experiences we get when we go somewhere. Obviously, you know, we're gonna get better at asking questions. Frank, I mean, he mastered it.
He knows
how to ask questions and hide the scare, but inside he's a
yo, I studied. I made a PDF, I said it to all you guys.
It's true.
Oh no, don't get me wrong, man. I know my shit, but when you get there, so many things are happening that I gotta be, you know. Have to be camera ready. I gotta make sure he's good. I gotta make sure your camera's good. I have so much going on. I'm like, what's the person's name again?
It's okay.
You know, like that's why it's good to have, you know, different jobs.
I'll ask the questions. No worries.
Yeah, I'm good at asking questions too.
Yeah.
Hello.
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 When you finish the question,
is anyone here?
Is anyone here?
No.
Do you ever complete the full question?
No, Costa's question is saying the same question. So let's say Frank says, is anyone here? Costa's going to be like, is anyone here?
It's like an echo. It's a reverb in the video. A
parrot or something. We all did the asbestos method. We all...
Asbestos?
Whatever, bro.
Bro, asbestos again, bro?
What is it again?
Guys, the next one...
No, 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 no. I don't want to say next one. I want to still talk about this.
No. I'm talking, bro. Ouija board.
Excuse me?
Yeah, let's play one.
But I wouldn't touch one.
I don't understand. You should have
brought a Ouija board, bro.
Yeah, I would have played it.
You have to touch it.
No, I'm not touching it.
Why? What's the point of bringing the Ouija board?
You guys touch it, bro.
Yeah, the two of you can touch it. I'm with Cost on this one.
Yeah, you see?
Would you play a Ouija board?
That's bro? Evil. I'm not playing with evil.
I got to study before I...
Okay, well, like a talk board isn't evil, but the Ouija boards are evil. If you have a talk board, it's not...
What are you talking about?
No.
Aren't there the two different?
No, it's a Ouija board, bro.
It's a portal.
What the hell is a talk board?
I thought the talk boards... That's what mine seed always... Oh, we have the talk board. They don't call it a Ouija board. No one calls it.
It's a Ouija board.
Me and Costa will go get
the
food.
OG name, bro.
You guys can play your Ouija board.
Costa, why didn't you come to the cemetery?
Who?
You, Costa. Yeah. Your name is Costa.
Kaz, bro. Bro, you crazy after the footsteps and telling me get out?
Sleeping in the car.
And then, bro, I took my little nap.
It was like 3:15. We went to the cemetery.
Yeah. I'm like, you guys go to the cemetery. I take my little nap inside and finish my fries, bro. I had my patatas.
You had to come, man. I feel like that was also another moment where
I wasn't expecting.
But we went the next morning, though.
Yeah,
you guys showed me the cemetery.
Yeah, but it's not the same experience.
Yeah, but that was night. Scary. Bro,
3:15 at night, we started hearing noises in there.
Yeah, there was
and
definitely.
That's when we were like, yeah, let's get out of here.
There was definitely footsteps.
Yeah.
There was something watching us in there for sure.
That was a scary ass cemetery.
I was just following. I felt like more of a follower than guiding this whole
My
thing.
My light
was,
started going off.
Flickering.
Yeah.
And you didn't put a morning footage.
No.
Cemetery.
No, there's a lot I took I didn't put.
It's true.
For me, it just didn't make sense, you know? What's the point of putting the morning footage?
Because we're showing the Beck family too.
I know, but we showed the Beck family when we first saw it, where you were sleeping.
I wasn't expecting it to be like a big, I don't know how to...
I guess he was known, bro.
Monument.
He was
monument,
like a mayor, bro.
Huh?
He was like a mayor, bro.
Bro,
he was the mayor at one point.
Mm.
Bro, Beck, bro.
Can I ask you a question?
What's up, bro?
I mean, you're the only one that was freaking out, Abigail.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't see anything negative about Abigail. Like, it's a girl's name, bro.
It's a demon name.
It's because, sorry. It's
a
normal
demon name.
No, it's not.
Bro, there's even a movie, Abigail.
Okay.
No, it's a
normal
robot
name.
Doll, isn't it? Like a...
Wow, you went robot. Yeah, it's
what?
A robot. Abigail,
man?
Yeah, it's a robot.
Yeah, it's
that thing.
Robot doll, isn't it?
No, bro.
Let me see. I think it's a robot doll.
Oh.
Yeah. Why'd you freak out, though?
Abigail is a demonic name, bro.
Bro, any name is demonic, bro. It could be.
So if my name comes through, you're just going to automatically assume, oh, Kainan, it's a...
It's Kainan, bro.
It's a devil.
It's a devil.
Yeah, it's the ballerina movie.
Bro, okay, it's a movie, Costa.
No, but Abigail is the demon name, bro. Wait.
We'll go back. We'll investigate.
What is the moment you guys froze? Obviously, we'll start with you, Frank. What moment you froze... And you kind of we got something really good, and I hope we caught it on camera. But you froze. One moment that you froze the most.
The first time the ramp pod went on, I was like, yes, we got something. Let's go.
The real Abigail doll.
Oh, sorry, I moved the couch. I was just showing
you. I told you, bro.
So, okay, can you?
But I didn't really freeze. I was just like excited. I was like, yes.
Yeah.
Like it caught me off guard, you know, but I was like, solid proof, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I was like so
solid
happy.
Proof.
Cause you always point at something, man. I don't know, man. You point, I'm like, and during the edit, I'm looking.
I
like,
see something.
Man, there's nothing there.
He's even in Devil May Cry in the game.
Abigail, yeah, it's the girl. His girlfriend.
Yeah. The demon, bro.
No, it's not, bro. You freak out with anything, man. Okay, so I was asking Frank Kainan what moment made him freeze, but also got excited that we caught something.
That's a good question.
The moment that made me freeze, but question, was the garlic. And I know we put, like, you guys put it in the, you put it in the video, John. And, like, to describe that.
Yo, shout out to Frank's mom. She made the garlic, guys.
Garlic bracelet. Necklace.
Contact her.
If you're fighting a vampire. I found that out afterwards, and you guys told me that this is going to be
nuts. No, but
it's for vampires.
No, it protected us, bro. We actually slept in the living room.
Yeah, it protected us, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't know.
So anyways, when I saw that garlic move, the way it was moving, it was like you see it in the video. It's not like swinging. It's literally like hovering. Like it's hovering on a
like somebody's grabbing it.
Yeah. Like a 25 degree angle.
And like, no one touched it, bro.
No, and no one touched it. No one's head touched it. And the windows were closed. The AC wasn't blowing. Like, there was nothing going on. And, like, you came over, and it was still doing it. And then, like you said in the video, like, oh, it's nothing. And then Costa's in the background. Like, you said,
yeah, because that was a moment where we were actually getting ready to film.
Yeah.
That was the moment we put the shirts on, the Bros Buster shirts.
And you know what? You moved the doll.
I touched the doll, too.
You guys played around with the doll, bro.
That's one. I don't know. I'm saying why that stuff was there.
Yeah.
The like, dolls.
Is there connection within those dolls to the spirits?
Or? But there was a moment where I was editing the actual video, and like, I freaked out, and I sent you guys the clip. Us leaving to go to McDonald's. As we're walking out, the Abigail-looking doll that was outside the...
In the hallway.
I wasn't seeing it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's excess.
And I kind of got excited and happy. Yo, but wait, also...
Is it still recording? Yeah, it's recording.
Yeah, it's recording. Wait, what's up? Everything good?
No, it's good.
Yeah, so that moment, I kind of, for me, that moment when editing, I froze and I got excited because I felt like that was something more...
You caught something.
More powerful than the buzz of the REM pod or the ball. It was something physical, moving. Then I realized, it's just the angle that we're in. And that's another thing, right? You're playing with shadows, right? Like, there's a lot of flashlight, there's a lot of lights and stuff. So... You know, when editing, I think it's the most difficult thing to do is trying to figure out, is this a shadow or is it our hand? Is it our head? Is it that, you know? Yeah. When you guys rewatched the video, you know, did you guys see something that, you know, we didn't expect while we were there? Like, did you guys spot anything that was more shocking than actually being there?
Not really. Well, yeah, bed. The bed I didn't see.
Yeah, the bed is probably the most epic evidence that we have.
Oh, when you showed me the bed, I'm like, yeah.
Because the ball flashes, too.
The ball flashes. And then the bed, I'm like, yeah.
I never really noticed that when we watched it through because you were like, watch the bed. So I was focused on the bed. But today when I was showing my coworker, like, I was like, yo, like, look at the ball. And he's like, what? So the ball's moving, like, it's going off. And then the bed goes down. And I'm like,
yeah, there's an orb right before the ball. So you see the orb go towards the ball, then the ball lights up, and then the bed goes down.
Yeah, so yeah, we got something for sure.
When you show me the bed, I'm like, bro, this is my last investigation, guys.
And that spot on the bed is the same spot to where we see the heat in that
and
camera.
And also the stick figure.
Yeah, exactly.
It was stick figure, there, ball flashing on my one during my moment of doing the Estos method.
Yeah, Bestos, guys. Play, no?
So you see, like, we questioned the tools that we're using, but they're all showing something in the same spot.
Yeah, that's what it is, right? That's what I was questioning. Like, some of the comments we got on YouTube was like, oh, maybe you guys are, you know, you guys didn't catch anything or you know, the iPhone is irrelevant and stuff like that. I mean, I'm like, nah, man, everything, I feel like everything connected.
I feel like we caught something, bro.
Especially with Costa and the addict and, him mentioning the addict without us mentioning the addict.
In the cold breeze, bro.
If we go back, we're looking in the attic.
Oh, I'll go sleep up there.
I want to say what somebody said on one of the comments, but I don't want to say it because it's very...
Yeah, we got to do some research.
Yeah, we got to do research. I'm not going to say it. Probably rumors say it personally, out there. But for sure, there's something in the attic.
Yo, imagine there's like money.
Yeah, definitely
would you
not
touch
money.
The money, Costa?
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we times are tough.
Times are rough, bro.
Got to pay the bills,
Maybe
bro.
There's a dollar up there.
So... A lot of history, right? There's a lot of...
I would go back, but I would go in the red room, bro.
No, sorry?
So you sleep in the red room by yourself?
Bro, red room. We pull out the
Frank,
Ouija.
Frank slept in the room.
You guys
man.
You play the Ouija.
Morning, slept, but it was morning, bro.
Yeah,
but
what...
I can't give you credit on that.
Bro,
2.5 hours.
2.5 hours. Face down.
What did Frank ask us when we came back in from the drone shots?
Yeah, we went outside and did the drone shots.
That was...
What did I ask?
Oh, no.
What did you ask?
He said, did you guys touch me?
Yeah, sure, you did say that.
I said that?
Yeah.
You said, did you guys touch me before you went out for the drones to let me know? And we were like,
no.
Bro, we've been outside for the last 30 minutes. What are you talking about?
By the way, a big shout out to Kynan with those drone shots, man. A lot of great comments that we got was...
Shout out to Kynan, guys.
With that drone shot, man, with the
bird. He's teaching me too at work, bro, the drone shots.
You killed it, man.
He's hit a couple buildings, but...
I hit a couple buildings, but I'm good, bro. I'm getting there, bro.
So I think it's going to be, this is, I feel like we placed our technique, right? We, you know, this is really different than the cemetery stuff that we did. Like, don't get me wrong, those were fun, man. Those were great.
That was good times.
Those felt more Blair Witchy.
We had no plan there. We just had nothing.
We ate. We went at a restaurant for the good.
That was a good
restaurant. They didn't want to do it, guys. I'm just like, yo, we're stopping.
That was a good restaurant, though.
Yeah, that was, we ordered so many food. That's why our bellies were big. During that ghost investigation. But now, looking at this one, man, number one, I feel like the editing, the footage that we caught, you know, we had a little bit of seriousness, we had a little bit of comedy, we had a little bit of each of our flavors. We had the, you know, Kynan being the more of a skeptic to like, oh, this is not, I'm in the middle of it, to like, for those who believed but, you know, not expecting anything, but we got stuff. So I think that was pretty awesome. And for me, the 2 hours, and shout out to Frank for that one. Like, 2 hours is good. I don't think cutting it shorter would.
Nah, 2 hours is good, bro.
Yeah, two hours is a good.
And it didn't feel like you dragged it.
No.
You know, it was like, oh, okay. Like, people would pause it, you know, do the thing, come back to it, and finish it off. You know.
Did you guys feel any negative, like maybe not during, but like while we're finishing it off, like. Any negative, like, thinking?
Like, towards the night?
Yeah, like, negative something in your like...
No, I mean, it's just my energy went down after I did the blindfold.
Negative energy. Did you guys?
I didn't feel at ease once we were told that we were not safe there.
Yeah.
You know, that's when I was like, I'm not sleeping in this room.
Yeah, I think that's...
That's the only time.
Yeah.
Me or him? Me or Costa? What? When we're saying...
When he did it.
Yeah.
When Costa did it.
Yeah.
Well, she told me to leave, bro.
Hold them guys, too. Bro.
Yeah.
Leave.
Yeah. And then.
Remember?
Yeah, the way he said it.
Leave. It was so messed up, man. Because he's in the middle of it, and you're all three. You're like, we're just doing eye contact. We're just talking to each other with eyes.
Because we're trying to connect the dots.
Yeah. Like, and we're like, you know, the bigger that Frank's eyes got, the bigger you're like, oh, shit. Like,
we're asking questions. We have the phone with the words coming through and what they're saying. So we're just trying to, like, see if. What matches, we're trying to make a story up in our heads to see exactly what
the deal is. Some words, I couldn't clear it. Like, some words, bro.
That's normal.
Yeah,
we were saying a lot of words, bro.
Yeah.
Sometimes it would come through, like, French, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
A little bit.
Like just blurbs.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't...
Like, I would say, like, I would hear, like, we. Like, yes.
Yeah.
You know? But some words, I'm like, yo, what is she saying?
But I think the whole experience is it's dark and you're kind of like, you don't know the question. So as a person doing it, you're like, I hope it's not that kind of question. You know, because you're saying something like my neck. I mean, when I said something, what did I say? I said neck.
Neck.
Yeah.
In my mind, I knew like, okay, yo, like.
Mark
or something. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
it was a good experience, man.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, what?
Can I say, like, the when we did the prison?
Well, the prison was cool, guys.
The prison was sick. The next day, I felt a toll on me.
What? Oh, like energy, yeah. Bro, toll. Fell asleep.
That's because you slept in the cell. You laid down in the cell.
Yeah, you were possessed.
That's when you got dizzy.
Both of you guys possessed.
What do you mean both? Yeah.
You guys fell asleep on beds that are possessed.
But I remember Costa.
You were good, Costa. We're good,
I had
bro.
To sleep, bro.
I remember Costa came over. The next day,
yeah,
we were also watching the footage. So I set up this room where we're doing the podcast now, and we had it on TV. And I was about to press play and
knocked out. Woke up, lost. We don't know what year we lost, bro.
Did you feel anything from this investigation? Like the next day, you were like, something feel weird or
at all?
Not all, huh? Back to normal.
Just tired from the driving, but that's it.
Yeah, we're just tired from.
Well, you're a rock star, man. He drove for like X amount of time, plus then. You know, putting on that
and
shirt.
And then my fire alarm fell from the at home. But it just got the, like,
the
sticky.
Because you're possessed.
No. At one point, I got scared. I'm like, you ain't followed. It's done. Let it go.
Are you guys afraid of that?
If it follows? Yeah.
No, I'd have more friends. I'd have one more friend.
You guys ever seen those videos of, like, people paying rent? Like, let's say $350 their rent. But there's a ghost talking. And he's like, I don't care. It's $350, you know, like, he's just eating the pizza and he's like, I don't give a
Follow, bro. That's why we have to go to church, bro. to do a little prayer. But like, after,
like, okay, like the following, I get it, but like, I don't like. What makes any of us that important for us to follow? Like, let's say, for example, like the house that we are at, the Beck house. Why would any of the Becks follow us when that's their home?
If something's going to follow, it's going to be a negative, evil. It won't be a
dark entity.
Okay, but I mean, like, you're at a Beck house, but you don't know if they're all Becks, bro. Like, they could be...
Well, we don't even know what's in the basement of that place.
Yeah, bro.
You don't know what's down there. You don't know what rituals could have been done down there.
You don't know what's in the attic.
Whoever was previously in that room.
Yeah.
Because we got ritual.
Yeah.
As a word.
Yeah, we did. And witch.
And witch. First word, probably. I think it was witch.
One of the first words were witch.
That's one thing, don't expect me. Like, if something is like the covenant witchcraft. There, like witchcraft and like, you know, monks being like evil and those kind of stuff. Yeah. Like, oh, no. Don't
expect. Witches aren't too bad. Like, witches aren't bad. Like, I actually went down to the Salem like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, and that's where all the.
The curtain's moving.
Yeah, because the window is open.
We're talking about witches running this guy's trip.
And like, to know the history of the witches and the witch trials and everything, it's actually a cool story to know.
Yeah.
And like, you know, anyone could have been considered a witch. I mean, like, it goes deep. So to like, be there in that area, knowing that like, where you're standing could have been a witch that was buried there, but you don't know that. Like, they don't know there's been so many buried. It was
right.
It's a cool experience, bro. Even going in the witch house, like this girl was convicted as like a witch, and like, it's a whole museum, but like, to go in there with the ghost hunting stuff, like that'd be...
I think I would do that.
That'd be cool.
But do like an abandoned location where they did these rituals.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah, no.
The demon star on the
floor. No.
That's the next level.
That's the next level. That's like...
That's when you're ready to close the channel. Your last video.
That's the last...
You're not physically closing the channel.
That's the last episode. Yo, YouTube is really... make it on YouTube.
That's the last one.
You ever question, going into this, we watched, I think, a few ghost videos, kind of get the vibe and feel of it. When watching, do you guys ever think that people do extra to kind of, like, make it more hype, or I would say, like...
You know
what? Again, we went through, we did this one, right? Nothing was faked.
No.
Everything was laid as we're vlogging it style.
Yeah, bro, we drop it raw, bro.
Like you said, if we catch it, we drop it. If we don't catch it, we drop it.
We drop it, you know? Yeah.
But like, if some channels are faking it, it's still entertaining to me, honestly.
Yeah, me too. I like it.
It is what it is.
Yeah, that's why.
I feel like the people that fake it, though, should like put a disclaimer at like the bottom of their description. Because like, that's where you get a lot of people like me where they're like, it's fake. Mm-hmm. And then you go into situations like that and... You're shitting yourself because there's footsteps under your feet, like beside you. Like,
absolutely, yeah.
You're like, okay, you know, this is real. Like, this is happening. Like, this is, like, I don't know. I just think.
But I think, it's that, man. It's an entertainment purposes. Yeah. At the same time, we're risking our spirit life kind of thing. Like,
Our well being
to kind of do this stuff. And seeing that house, the Beck house, for the first time, driving in. Like,
that was a scary house, bro.
Definitely gave me the goosebumps.
That's when it clicked to me. I was like, damn, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And like, with a messed up shoulder and I got a big old camera rig. I'm like, okay, yeah, we're doing this.
The shoulder, bro. 3 days before, bro.
Let's talk about those stairs going up.
Oh my God.
You had a good 10 minutes of thinking before opening that door.
I was thinking of my breath.
Remember, bro, we opened that door, bro, and that cigar smell, bro.
At the end of the darkest hallway in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That cigar smell, you're like, oh, man, here we go.
And the things with, like, Victorian homes, too, like, being them so old is, like, they creak. They creak very easily. Like, in the wintertime, like, one gust of wind and the house is creaky. But, like, it was middle of summer. It was beautiful weather. We were outside, t-shirt, shorts at midnight. Like, to be able to hear those noises and stuff like that, like... That's why I was like, yo. Like,
yeah, the house is legit.
This is legit.
Like, you know it's legit.
Yeah.
The first door open when we, like, ready, guys, and you open that door.
That smell.
Like, that, just that, like.
And that smell, bro.
Who owns the house now?
someone, I guess, who rents it, because it's just
about the renters that we took it from,
right? But on Airbnb. Is anything Bex or no?
No,
bro,
at all.
I wonder if it was always like separated like that into three floors, though.
I think they did it like that, bro. Oh no, for sure it was three. Was it bigger?
That's what, like, back in the days.
No, it was one house.
Was one house?
It was just one house. I think there's a new extension in the back, which is where they live, the people that rent it.
Yeah.
That little extension close to where we parked the car. But the rest of the house must have been just one house, and then they redid it into apartments, I guess.
Yeah, because now they do Airbnb.
Come fold the laundry, you gotta walk all the way up those stairs. Holy.
That was a big house.
That was a big house.
There's no way I could do that kind of house.
Or was it always apartments?
That's what I'm asking.
No, bro.
No, it was one house.
They're rich, man. I mean,
yeah. He tried to start his own currency in that village, city, whatever you want to call it.
Oh yeah,
Penetanguish.
What's it called?
Whatever it's called.
Penetanguishene.
Penetanguishene.
Yeah, I couldn't say that.
Yeah, it's
I mean, they were the wealthiest. I mean, he had his own currency. The Beck man. What's his name? Charles.
Charles.
Wife was Mary.
I don't remember.
Lisa.
I mean, they all passed away tragically.
He had kids. The kids passed away too at the house, eh?
Two of the kids.
She died in the house in the bed. That's why it was freaky with that, like, for the temperature on that side. I mean, that's very freaky. And it kind of looked like she was...
She was mad.
No, she was always there.
Yeah, like she was
I think she was still there when we were there. Like, you know, like, on the bed.
Making sure we weren't being disrespectful enough and just...
You ever wonder if they were somewhat pissed for what we did that night?
But we didn't do anything bad.
We
did.
It's not like we're the first people to go and do that there.
Yeah, but I mean, like, many other people. Imagine the door opens. Oh, here we go. They're here again. Other people are here now.
I don't know.
Maybe growing up, your parents would invite their friends over, and you're like, I can't. Seriously, like, I just want to play cards.
Four bags. They're still setting up. We're like, we're waiting here. You know, like,
how big are these guys? Oh my god.
Garlic.
The door opens and the ghost is like, yo, these guys are big boys.
The ghost is like taking out his cigarette or his cigar. He's like, okay, let's go, guys. Let's go. It's time to go.
It's time. It's action. But?
Hey, by the way, congrats. We did the demon time.
Yeah.
We were still going at it.
Oh, demon time. Yeah.
It was pretty quiet.
We were in a cemetery.
Yeah, to be honest, it was quiet though, demon time.
But we went on for a long time. So.
Around 12, it was the more action.
Demon time's what, 3 o'clock?
Yeah.
3:30.
That's when we went to the cemetery.
That's when we were at the cemetery. Yeah. That's when
3:15 we got out of the we were at the cemetery ish.
I would say around 12.
I wish we saw things in the cemetery.
Like, nah, you crazy, I felt watched. I didn't
know. No, I know. But like, I'm just saying, like, footage wise.
There was something in the middle of that cemetery. That's for sure. Because we heard footsteps.
Yeah.
Your flashlight flickering was very scary.
Yeah.
The tree burn. You could hear like leaves or something like under feet or something.
We're in the middle of nowhere. My only worry was like bears and. I was a wild cat.
I honestly didn't.
There's no bears there.
It's kind of.
I was eating my fries and I was sleeping, bro.
You felt well rested?
Yeah, I was good, bro.
Patatas.
We're getting, we kind of ran out of the cemetery. We were a bit scared.
Yeah, we ran out.
Yeah, you ran out,
bro. Yeah, and then Frank's leaving with the car. We're like, yuck.
Oh, yeah, we're standing outside the car. Yeah, bro, like,
Jesus. It was cold, though.
Yeah, it was getting cold that night.
It was getting cold.
Yeah.
Coming back to the house, I think we did nothing. We went straight
to the action when we came back.
Yeah.
Zero.
There was nothing.
And we went straight to the couch.
What time did we come back home? 3:30? 4?
4 o'clock. 4:15, we're on the couch. We're laying down, each of us laying down, kind of trying to go sleep. I couldn't sleep. I actually knocked out.
Charlie, it's good?
Let me ask.
Charlie, it's good?
Okay, it's good.
Knocked out on the couch. You had a bruise on your leg the next day. Didn't show it.
Yeah, I scratch. Did. Yeah, I had a. It was. Where was it? It was on the inside.
You had a long scratch.
Yeah, it was like thick. A scratch.
From what?
Very deep.
A deep scratch.
I don't know what it was from. I woke up and I was like, I went.
You don't remember?
I got up in the morning and I realized he's on the floor. So I get up, crawl over him, go to wash him.
On the floor. When we woke up, I went straight to the bedroom.
And I'm like, oh my god, what is that?
Yeah, you woke up around 7 and went straight to.
And the it was bed. Like a deep cut, bruised around like it was fresh.
Yeah, it was a deep cut.
Yeah, it was a deep cut.
Yeah,
could have been the table though.
No, because I was sitting like with my feet up at the table, and then when you went to the floor, I laid on my side.
Yeah, so how was it very, very uncomfortable.
I'm like, coach.
Yeah, and that couch was very uncomfortable. The bed, the floor even was uncomfortable.
Yeah, me too. My
neck, I got a little cranky, and then I remember the morning with Frank, we were getting mad at each other. I don't know why.
I'm like, here we go.
I was not mad, bro.
Yeah, I was getting so mad. I'm like,
you're screaming in the middle of the breakfast restaurant.
But yo, okay, guys.
It was all over SD cards.
Kasem was dealing with Frank about the GoPro. He was dealing with him. And then he comes up to me. He's like, where is the card? I'm like, I don't know. Kasem was dealing with it.
Still have the cards at my house.
No. You serious?
Yeah.
So this is where they were the whole time?
No.
Kasem the hat.
Though. I gave it to him, bro.
Gave them to me?
Tell Frank what happened.
What?
Tell Frank what happened with what the happened? Cards. Trying to go up.
Oh, because I want go. Come on, buddy. You can do it, you know.
Come on.
Come on.
Good boy.
Okay, sit down.
Tell Frank what happened with the
cards. Gave me the cards.
Yeah, I gave him the cards.
Okay, so I can give them to you. So I brought him home. No, I brought him home. They're home. So one day I'm watching TV. I'm watching TV. Bro, my neighbor rings the doorbell. So I open the doorbell, you know. I'm like, hey, what's up, you know? She's like, oh, these years, I found them on the floor outside. And it's the cards. I'm like, yo, bro. The cards, bro.
Anyway, the cards.
But when I tell you, that's what I felt. Like, I felt very...
You're just tired. You're cranky.
So. Cranky, yeah.
Hungry.
You wanted eggs, bro.
I just wanted to eat. And this guy's yelling in my ear, the cards. Bro, f*** the cards, man. You know, like, it's broken. Your cards are broken already.
You were the only person yelling. Nobody was
yelling. You were yelling at the restaurant, bro.
What did you say?
Yes, yo, for a half an hour, bro, this guy's talking about his cards,
man. Yeah, because you're getting mad, so I'm just poking
him. Bro, you don't poke him, man, yo.
I'm like, yo, get this guy some eggs, bro.
On top of that, you were late.
Constantly at the same time.
No, put her head down. I told you.
We were leaving at 12.
No, you decided to leave at 12. I never said I'm leaving at 12. I've never said that.
No, I think checkout was at 12.
No. When we left work.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, no high. Getting his car, no high. He's like,
I was in the car. I was ready to leave.
Huh?
You were late.
I wasn't late.
Yeah,
I wasn't late.
You were like an hour and a half late.
Not an hour and a half late.
Bro,
we got late. There. Guys.
We had a schedule.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh, now work is going to tell us, okay, stay. You know?
Now we have one plan, and it was to get to the back house.
That's it.
That was the plan.
One plan.
Took what, like goal. 7.5 hours to get there?
Yeah, but we stopped A&W. We stopped 2 gas stations.
We stopped for the smell a few times.
The smell for a few times.
Try and figure that out.
Yeah, that's a heavy drive.
Gas 2 times?
It is a big drive, that drive. Yeah, it's boring.
We played the mono and we lost.
Oh, yeah. I want a free
Did play. We? I never checked.
Oh.
They're sitting somewhere in my drawer.
We played the lotto and we lost.
And it was a good day.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was a good day.
We were basically there and back within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now, for the next one, though.
We can't say.
Yeah, we got to keep it a secret. I mean, we want to do this more often. It's just very difficult.
Obviously, there's a next one, but we can't say yet.
Yeah, we can't say details on that, but we're looking.
I found a spot, bro. We just got to email them, bro.
What were we saying?
I was like, convince the bros to go to the conjuring house.
It's $1,500.
It's expensive.
Yeah, it's
plus
expensive.
Gas, plus expensive. Rental of a car.
Is that the dollar? The Canadian dollar dropped?
Yeah.
Bro,
it's like every day.
It's at the lowest.
It's at the lowest, yeah.
Guys, if full timers,
how much was the Conjuring House?
$1,500.
US.
USD.
USD. I think
that's the house.
That's $3,000.
Calculate getting there.
And food.
Food.
Oh, that's 2,000 something Canadian.
It would be like,
but like right now, I feel like that's overdone. That place is overdone.
Yeah, like you gotta go more low key spots.
Yeah, low key areas.
Like, you think it's like staged? That house.
I
don't think so.
Yeah, that's a big. I wouldn't say
it's bro. It's like, a money grabbing fucking place.
Yeah, but no, that's what they brought in. It's what they brought into that house.
Yeah, but they're just making money out of the house, bro.
The sad thing, bro. If a museum gets the artifacts from Egypt, that's like really high end stuff.
That's Egypt, bro. We're talking about demon houses. I'm saying the same shit, Egypt, bro.
That house has the Abigail, has the doll, bro. The one Annabelle. That makes you
Annabelle.
Annabelle. What's the other one, bro?
Oh no, the one you're thinking of is
the museum.
In the museum, yeah, in the box the museum, there. Yeah. That I honestly wouldn't mess around with that because...
No, I'm not saying I would mess around. But I'm just saying if a museum gets sold all these possessions, obviously they're going to put their tickets higher, man. They made a freaking movie of Annabelle.
And Condom, bro.
But the Annabelle,
Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
What could, bro?
Conjuring.
Conjuring. Exactly.
Annabelle was not there at the Conjuring house.
Where is
she? At the museum.
It's at the museum.
It's
at the Warrens saw? Museum.
Yeah, oh, the,
oh, what's at the Conjuring?
Oh, yeah, she's in Zach Bagans' museum, isn't
it? No,
the Warrens.
Annabelle is at the place, bro.
It's remember at the Warrens.
The guy put the gloves.
Yeah, that's not the house we're going
to. No.
Conjuring.
Oh, that's not it.
That's a Warren's museum.
Exactly.
Are you serious?
Yeah, the Conjuring house is, bro, you don't know if they faked stuff and like.
Shout out to the Warrens, though, for real.
Yeah, shout out to the Warrens.
She just recently passed away there during COVID there.
She just passed away.
But like, damn, like they.
Well, I love the movies, man. And I love that they had to prove the court these were real life events and they're not just fiction written by. An author, right? Because they were complaining that the author was suing the movies and had to prove, I think it was like that, or the studio was suing somewhat. Anyway, they had to prove that it wasn't the author's own content. It was actually real life written.
Yeah.
So these are real life stories. And for me, the big one, not as a great film though, but like The Devil Made Me Do It.
That was a good one.
That one was like, that's just a creepy ass thing.
They dropped a documentary about it after too.
And that was the first time they allowed devil in court, like to talk about the devil. That was the first time they let the prosecutors kind of like.
Possession.
Possession, exactly.
Because they show clips at the end of the movie too.
The real ones,
yeah. Yeah, they show clips of the real.
For me, like, I feel like, I mean, if we get good and we get comfortable, I don't mind.
I don't know, bro. I don't know about that one, bro.
No, like, I'm saying, like,
you're just saying
when we get good, I don't feel like right now I'm there, like, I'm ready to go to these kind of places and deal with it. But, like, eventually we're going to be so good, bro. We're going to be protected.
Yeah. No, I don't know about that one, bro. That's too demonic, bro.
So, yeah, but bro, you never know. We could have went to the back house and, you know, we could have thought it was, oh, it was just the back.
Oh, Lisa, hello.
Yeah, hi, Charles, how are you? And then, boom.
No.
You never know, though.
No, because they would have advertised it at least. Oh, it's demonic possessed or haunted.
Yeah, but you don't know who was in there, bro. Before us and who was.
What, they're going to advertise friendly ghost Casper is here?
No, bro, but I'm just saying everybody knows that Conjuring is demonic, bro.
Okay.
You go cray, and you, bro, I don't know, bro.
Well, you're something possessed. Demonic happened the there. House. It doesn't mean that it's a demonic place.
Like the one I found that I have to email them. We gotta email them.
Like when he says I have to, I'll probably do it.
You have to do it, bro.
Or I'll do it and then I'll send it to
you. But it's in Toronto. It's 5-6 hours away. Oh. It's close to the Eaton Center.
Yeah, you're giving too much information. Yeah, people are getting too excited, bro.
They want it, bro. We have to go before it snows, bro.
You guys want it?
I drive there all the time in the winter.
Yeah, if you guys get these podcast episodes, how many likes you guys want this to be?
$500 a person.
Costa's the like expert here.
Yeah, Costa, you're the like expert, man. How many likes you want this podcast to hit, bro? On YouTube.
On YouTube?
Yeah.
Bro, at least 1,000 likes, bro.
At least 1,000 likes, bro.
Like, bro.
You know, and if you guys
are not liking it, bro, like, bro, the disrespect you guys are giving, bro.
Guys, my shirt, bro. You guys like it?
Yo, Costa, make a deal with the fans.
Guys.
What's the deal?
5,000 likes on it, and you sleep in the red room alone for 24 hours.
No, relax, bro.
I would do it.
Okay. Yeah, I would do it, too.
I would sleep in the
red room. You would go in the red room 24 hours by yourself?
Yeah.
I'll bring my Switch.
No Switch. What? Just your phone.
Bro, I'll go crazy with my phone. I can't even see my phone.
It's true. He's blind.
Yeah, my bad, sorry. Disrespect, sorry, bro. Disrespect.
The text is on my phone. I made them bigger now. It's very hard. I'm getting blind.
But like I said, bro, the Toronto one, bro, apparently it's very haunted, bro.
I forget what it was called, but it was like, it was the one.
Something Manoir. Something like that.
Manoir?
Yeah, but it's like the one between the two buildings.
I think it's called Moore.
Moore House.
M-O-O-R-E. Yeah, I showed it to you.
I think so.
It's the one between the two buildings. It's like,
yeah. Apparently it's intense, bro.
Well, you know what?
Gotta do it, bro.
We did a whole night in one house. I think we could do it.
Train, bro.
What train, bro? We just drive there, bro.
And just drive.
Yeah, no.
Can we to drive, bro?
Okay.
Friday?
But people are getting mad, bro.
Why?
On a Thursday,
we're not doing music stuff, bro.
We are gonna go music, bro. Relax, bro. We just finished a Kakawin month, bro.
What's up, JK fam? We'll be right back with the podcast Just wanted to let you know, the merch is live, guys. Make sure you go check it out if you want to support the bros and the show. www.thejkbros.com. You can cop these hoodies, these caps, and many much more. Many much more. Many more.
I can't wait for the next one, bro.
Yeah, Frank has been busting my...
Yeah, guys, Frank is busting our balls, bro.
And he's up here.
We need your help, guys. The more merch you buy, the more investigations we can do.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not cheap to travel around and rent these houses.
It's true.
So,
yeah,
obviously, we appreciate all the support.
Conjuring was... bro, that's expensive, bro.
Yeah, but that's like something like John was saying. You go like in, let's say, like a year, 2 years from now, you're more, say you have like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 15 houses under your belt. That's when you go.
We need more experience
before doing that. We need experience for that
one. You build yourself up, like John was saying. You build yourself up.
Yeah.
When was our first investigation?
And I want to treat this like vlog, right? Like we're vlogging our experiences. I don't want to treat this like a lot of these ghost hunters, they would treat it, you know,
as entertainment.
Entertainment, but still, it's a movie, right? But I want to treat it like our point of view, our experiences, you know. Now that, you know, we got kind of, that's like a non-believer to a believer, maybe not fully a believer, you know, but
you're getting there, bro.
You're getting there.
You know, at the end of the day, it's
we'll convert you. Don't worry.
It's the experiences you get when you're doing it, but also. You know, now you guys are watching it, what we experience. That's what I want, right? I don't want something to be like, you know, at the end this happened. You know, like a lot of these ghost hunts, you know, there's always an ending, which I don't want an ending. I want more like, okay, these guys are growing, they're learning, they're actually funny. And that's what I want. So wherever we go, it's pretty much a follow-up from the previous ones that we did. And obviously our experiences are growing and the Bros Busters are becoming more... I don't know, powerful, I would say.
Yeah. Next thing you know, we're going to have like vacuum cleaners on our backs.
Exactly.
That's it, bro.
Yeah, would have sucked shit up.
What was the saying? Powerful? What?
There's this time where...
More strength.
The more power.
The more power. Bro. What was it?
Yeah.
What was it?
What's that, bro?
Yo.
Something like that.
Yeah. Yo. What was it, man?
It was that, bro. The more strength.
The more power.
Power, bro.
And I'm like, yeah, thanks, Costa. Thanks, bro. I mean, equipment-wise, let's talk about, like, gear-wise, right? You brought your cinema camera.
Yeah, I brought a whole, like, I was Michael Bay or something. Like, I was filming a Conjuring movie.
He filmed a movie?
I filmed.
Filmed a movie.
You guys made a movie.
And I feel like I was very comfortable with the footage you got, the Osmo, matching those. The GoPros, I think the GoPros were a little more problematic.
It's okay, we'll get rid of the GoPros.
No, bro, I want to buy another Sony... night vision, bro.
Yeah, man. We need more night vision.
I need that Sony night vision camera.
Canon, this is yours, bro. I'm going to talk to you right now, man. We're filming behind the scenes. No, we're not filming behind the scenes. We're filming BTS stuff. Not BTS stuff, but...
B-roll.
B-roll stuff.
Yeah. Oh, okay, I know.
Right, so we're...
Like BB...
Huh?
What?
Bro,
what?
Oh, the BTS, bro.
B-roll.
We said BB something.
You want to explain a little bit what B-roll is to the... For fans out there,
sure. Yeah, B-roll is basically just like essentially.
It's that essentially your Costa.
It's essentially just like it can either it can be cinematic or it can just be like a bunch of stupid little clips. But it's basically just filler. So it's like, you know, like we're sitting here, for example. You would, you know, we're talking, and then let's say I film. We talk about Charlie. You film like something of Charlie quick. Like it's true.
Exactly.
It's basically just like kind of like a filler shot. But it tells the story a bit more. So go on, because I know where you're
bringing it. So, and a lot of these footages, I had hard times using them on the ghost hunt, so I kind of used them for the trailer.
Yeah.
Anyway, so back to the story where Frank was sleeping.
Yeah, we flew the drone.
We did the drone. This was the day after, the morning.
The day after.
Then we went in the hallway. We shot the Annabelle doll. Can I say Annabelle doll?
It's a Raggedy Ann doll.
That's Raggedy Ann doll, yeah. The, okay, so we shot the Raggedy Ann doll. We went...
Huh? A Raggedy Ann
doll. Raggedy Ann doll. Then we went to the other... before the stairs go down, that area where they had the mirror and...
The mannequins, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
You know, we shot that. He did a nice staircase shot, which was used in the actual trailer. And then we went downstairs. We were filming the frames, which those we did not use at all.
No.
Went outside, did the chair shot...
Yeah.
And then you realized One file is corrupted.
Oh, I remember that. Remember?
No, it corrupted.
Yeah, you had to corrupt the file.
It corrupted, so...
You were filming the doll.
Wait, yeah, I was. Then we realized the shot before was the upstairs, the hallway. Then you're like, okay, then the shot before that was the Raggedy Ann doll.
Yeah, so with recording the SSD, except like, because my camera, I have to like certainly like hook it up to like a 12 volt power. So I'm just running a D-Tab dummy battery. So I have to like glitch it. So like,
yeah.
But at that point, no, even at that point, I wasn't glitching it yet. I glitched it when we did the Death of Slim Shady video. So there's no reason why it should have glitched. Like, I pressed play to go look at the clip. I started to play it. It moves 2 seconds. Boom. So I'm like, okay, like, you know, whatever. I'll just press play again, go again. So then we get downstairs. And I'm like, whatever, I'll shoot my shots. Then I'm realizing everything I'm shooting is in 30 frames a second.
Yeah, we went from 60 to 60.
Yeah, 60. And I'm like, there's no... Like, I wouldn't have switched the thing. So then it clicked to me. I'm like, wait.
And it takes longer to switch.
Yeah.
To go away in settings.
Yeah, you press buttons, scroll, whatever. Yeah. So then I'm thinking, oh, yeah, my camera just shut up, like shut off upstairs. So I'm like, okay. So let me go see if that clip. So we're all together. I go to look at the clip. It's not playing. Corrupted file. After filming the Raggedy Ann doll. That was like, I was like, okay, yeah, that's...
That was scary, bro.
Yeah, but it's little things like that, which the people haven't...
So if we go back, we'll bring that doll in the apartment.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah,
candles around it.
Like, shrine. I think that's a good idea.
I think that's another good idea, candles.
Yeah, I mean, we got to test it, right? Instead
of flashlights,
something... Hold the doll and play Ouija 2 at the same time.
Yeah.
Instead of flashlights,
back in time.
Use candles. So I feel like the flashlights, it triggers too much light at some points. I think that...
Yeah, but I wouldn't drive there, bro. We have to fly there, bro. Is there an airport there?
No, actually, we just gonna rent the car.
There's a little airport.
What are we talking about now? I got confused. We're just talking about the
wreck. Back.
But it's
Poo
like
back?
300
to
bucks.
Back. There's an airport there?
Barrie, which is like 45 minutes away from Penetang, but...
Okay, it's not far.
Bro. Yeah, but to get to that airport, I'm pretty sure you have to drive to Niagara, and then it's only from Niagara to Barrie.
Or going back to the spot.
Yeah, I would just drive, honestly.
No, we're just going to drive.
But we need a van. We have to rent a van, bro.
Like a small,
we
like
need a
sprinter,
sir. We need a truck, a sponsor.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, like a sprinter,
bro.
Yeah.
Big RV style thing, bro. Sprinter. Put Bros Busters in the back.
We need a chauffeur too.
Yeah,
that'd be nice. Yeah,
if there's
guys, if I don't mind driving, you know anyone watching the chauffeur, we're looking for a chauffeur, guys.
This stuff is gonna get better,
bro. Just call Mo, bro.
This stuff is gonna get better and better.
Bro, we can put the car on the towing, and he drives us.
Oh, so then it looks like we're driving, like James Corden versus karaoke.
No, we're driving, guys. We're going to get an RV.
No, you do the James Corden, bro.
Yeah.
Car, you make it look like you're driving, karaoke.
Why are they going like this every time they're going?
Yeah, and they're not even turning, if you realize.
On the hood, facing us.
Wow, bro.
But now we got awesome gear, right? We got these Osmo cameras.
Yeah. We have a drone.
We have a drone. Talking about your camera, like, would you go lighter next time?
No.
You like that?
No, I like it like that because it makes sense. Like, I did not have to unplug anything or charge anything or transfer
footage. Yeah, you were good handheld.
It's true.
Now that you have your shoulder a little bit better, I would say we have your operation coming soon or no?
Not soon, but we'll see.
Well, you know, the doctor's here, bro. It could take 2 years.
But yeah, I mean, just what's the word, I guess?
Reliable?
No. The what you might call it. Anyways, but like that, I don't know what I was in, like the act. No, what it is, like the way it's set up, it's
perfect. Yeah, you can move left or right, up, down,
and it's like I said, you don't have to charge nothing. I don't have to be like, yo, guys, stop! Like, I gotta change the card. Like, I'm just running right to SSD. Like,
it's perfect.
Yeah, you're running. I think your camera. Because it was layers of camera, right?
Yeah.
Your camera was basically the base of my edit.
Especially the mic, too, because it's the best.
So your base was that. And then Frank's camera was the layer on top.
Yeah.
And then it was...
The night vision.
Then your guys.
Then the Osmo was some places.
My Osmo skills.
My issue was a lot on the batteries, these camera batteries, man. Especially the night vision died fast.
Yeah, bro.
The thermal died during our shoot, the thermal camera. Remember, the shot is like me going like this. Like,
they died.
They just died. And I don't know if it's really the energy or taking the power of these things, but it was just freaky. So definitely getting a lot more batteries and being more ready for those kind of moments to not miss any moment. And obviously when we start these ghost hunts is start filming from the get-go, from the start. You know, not there's no setup.
No.
Just basically. Get everything ready and then we're good. Even going upstairs or even going to look at the place for the first time, have our cameras ready. Yeah. I think like Casa caught the orbs in the beginning. I don't think we would have caught that if we didn't film, you know, either by iPhone or whatnot.
Like even setting up, like you have to be recording 24/7 because there was stuff in like that we did get on film that happened when we were setting up and
I was upset.
Yeah.
I bet you
something happened when we fell asleep, bro.
We didn't. None of us really fell asleep though. Like we would have known.
No, I slept on the floor. That's when I really slept.
Like I would say 5:30 a.m. We never know, bro. Something happened, bro.
Yeah, we don't know.
We don't know.
We're okay, though.
At least we stayed the whole night.
No, we did.
Yeah, we didn't back out.
No. And then Franco goes to the bed.
And then Frank sleeps on the bed, guys.
I had to drive back. I had to sleep, guys.
Yeah, you
had
to sleep.
Oh, yo, the best time was when Frank stopped. We weren't talking in the car at one point. I think we were just all zoned out. You were knocked out. I think you were probably...
I was passed out. You were passed out.
Oh, on the way back.
On the way back, yeah. And we're driving, and Frank's looking straight, and he looked tired. I was tired, too. I think I dozed off for a second. Felt like maybe half an hour when I did, but when you pulled up to a Starbucks, my face, like,
oh, that was a good stop.
I
was like
the happiest kid. I tap in the back, Casa. I wake up.
Yeah,
you know, you guys want anything?
Oh, I stayed in the car.
He stayed in the car. He knocked out.
Well, but like moments like that, it's kind of like
it's just because of my
home. We did our job, bro. It feels good. We're out of that house. We're going back home. It's a nice feeling. But then it's like we have a lot of footage.
Yeah, but you did it, bro.
Yeah,
you did it. You did a crazy job too.
When you guys watched it the first time, were you happy? Like, were you like, we just did this whole house and now it's like all there?
Yeah, there's a satisfaction behind it.
There's a satisfaction, yeah.
Like, it's with anything you film. Like, I mean, you would know, when you film, even when you did the ghost hunting with them too before, like, when you finish filming something, whether it be ghost hunting, whether it be a music reaction, like the Slim Shady video, even the last year's Halloween video we did at the haunted house there.
The haunted house.
Like, when you see it come together at the end, like, it's just, there's that satisfaction that it's like no other.
And it's crazy because you were rushing to drop it before Greece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. And then at one point I'm like, yo, John, don't rush it, bro.
You know what it was for me? It was layering every piece together. It was like,
and then I told John, I'm like, bro, don't rush it, bro. Wait until Halloween, bro. Drop it Halloween, bro.
It's sometimes the I'm not gonna lie, guys, like you guys, and it's I'm excited, but also like I feel like I'm slow, but I'm not slow. It's just there's so much, like just Greece in general. Greece is
well, because bro, other people, I'm pretty sure they have other editors, bro.
I get it, but I'm like, Greece, just in general, Greece is 14 sequences. Bro, of hours of footage.
Lot, yeah, and it's 3 weeks of footage.
3 weeks of footage.
3 weeks of footage.
I'm at 5 or I'm at 6. I don't know where I'm at. And I feel like, oh my God, bro, this is going to take forever. It's good. It's fun. It's great. I love it. But I also do that as my job. So it's like, I finish editing, I'm going back to editing.
You're doing it 24 hours a day.
24 hours, right? So like the motivation got to be there. But I'm happy that we delayed it.
Like even Greece, bro. Bro, it's... You should drop an episode at like random, like
yeah, I get
just
it.
A day in Greece. I don't know, bro. Like,
no, I know, but I see it like a project thing, right? So like, it's like, you know, this gotta come out.
You're gonna cut out so much stuff from it.
Yeah, I know.
You know,
but I think the biggest choice was deciding how long we want this to be. I think once we knew, once we knew that it was gonna be long, it's just like
bro, at one point John texts me, he's like, "Yo, it's 2 hours and 40." Like, oh my God, John.
The first edit was 5 hours.
Yeah, I know. Then he cut it to 240, I think.
Mm.
Like, oh, that's a lot, bro.
Mm.
And then I think I told you, aim at 2 hours, bro.
No, Frank was the one that...
Told you?
Yeah, then we all decided 2 hours is good. Because Frank would be like, leave it as raw as you can.
Yeah.
I think that was the smartest move that we did. Yeah, leave it raw as you can.
Everybody likes it raw, bro.
Who likes it raw?
Everybody.
No, everybody likes raw.
Of course, bro. It's important. Because at the end of the day, bro, like, the...
Why are you guys laughing, bro?
I saw something in the mirror.
The cemetery one made sense to make it that long, you know? Mm. Where you're 15 to 30. But this one is just like I said, it's a whole experience when you watch it. You're also a ghost hunter when you're watching it.
Yeah, bro.
you know, as a viewer, you're a ghost hunter. You're looking at how many people send us photos with like circles of things, you know, this, that. That's what we made it do. Like, I didn't go and be like, hey, guys, like, this moment, this here, rewind and show it to you guys.
No,
like,
no, that stuff.
It's a full on movie. So I think that's what we're going to be. And if you guys like this format of things, let us know in the comments down below. These guys are laughing because they like a raw and they have something to connect with right now. Look at the connecting. Bro. They're connecting with the. Your guys look.
Guys!
The ghost followed me in the hall.
Why are you shaking your mic or like you're.
I don't know. I'm shaking, bro.
Like you have a ghost stick in your hand or something, bro.
So.
You have anything to say, Frank?
I'm excited for the next one, honestly.
Yeah,
I'm
excited, bro.
I'm
excited for the next one, and
you're pretty much ready to go.
I'm ready to
film
go.
It.
We go let's film get some extra Christmas. Equipment and let's
yeah,
get
then
it
we
going.
Drop like a Krampus type episode for Christmas.
I would love that.
We will right, film so it before
next,
Christmas.
Next long weekend. Next time we get a long weekend.
Because
that's
we,
next year, bro.
We all work, guys.
Oh, you know when we get a
it's
long
Easter,
weekend?
Bro.
There's a month and a half left.
What?
Come down. Till next
year. The next long weekend is Easter.
Yeah, but we're going Easter. Costa, we get 2 weeks off soon.
Yeah, but I don't.
He doesn't.
What happened to the long one that we just inquired about? The local one, sorry. The old...
Oh, yeah, the one you sent in the group chat the other night there?
No, the old hospital.
Yeah, we got to talk about the hospital. Oh we got no email back from that hospital.
The Royal Vic?
We just go.
They thought we're crazy, bro.
We got to call back.
The hospital thought we were crazy.
Which one?
Well, we gotta talk to
yeah,
girl.
Bro. To Ju?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
To who?
She works at the hospital. Yeah. Apparently, there's this room.
Yeah.
Oh, it's true.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah, there's this room.
Costa told me.
You guys down?
Let's do it.
I'm not saying anything
guys,
more, but there's this room.
Nah.
There's this room. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, there's a specific
is it,
room.
If
starts,
you want us to go to the
like,
room,
mute this off,
say
like,
it in
yeah,
the comments, guys.
The morgatory.
In the yeah, but a room next to it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me, I know. Yeah, fuck that.
No, no, you're doing it.
Yeah. Why?
It's a room where
the person's there yeah. before they say goodbye.
Yeah,
yeah.
Before
the family goes
yeah.
there.
Yeah, the family goes there.
Before the morgue.
All right, yeah, let's send it.
With that room.
Let's yeah. do it.
Okay, so with that, we have to call. We have to call that person.
Charlie, yeah. What do you think?
And I think, I'm not going to, wallah.
I think she can hook it up, bro.
Bro, we have to go to these places downtown. I don't care what time. We
Yo,
have to go.
The pub downtown.
The pub, whatever it is, but we just go, bro. We go physically in there. Is anyone here?
I can't get arrested.
You're not going to get arrested, bro. Why would you get arrested, bro?
Bro? Can't go back
he can't
in, bro.
Sneak into these places. Just
bro,
like
you're not sneaking into these
places. He just got out. He can't go back in, bro.
You're going to lose two camera guys. Both of us going to
jail. Yo, funny thing is, you know when they're filming Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. You guys know the story?
No.
They went into that drift scene in the...
the warehouse?
No.
In Japan?
In Japan, that where the people are walking, and there's a crazy amount of people walking. They wanted to mm-hmm. do the drift there. They were like, the city said, no, you can't do it.
They did it anyways. Didn't they?
So you know what they did? They hired a director and a camera guy to fall for if they get caught, to take the blame, to get arrested. Huh?
And they just filmed it during the day?
They did film it during the day. And if they get caught, those two guys will go to prison for the...
Wow.
Yeah. So they take risks, bro. We gotta take ours too.
Okay, so we gotta get two guys to film.
Yeah, we get
two. Then the guys with them. And then you gotta take the SD card quick, put it in your pocket.
Well, guys, this was fun. I'm not gonna lie to you. I feel like the best Halloween that we ever had because we released this kind of video. And I'm happy we released it on Halloween.
Yeah, it was good.
If you haven't seen it, guys, do check it out. I feel like we gave a little bit of things out. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than what we've said, you know. And it's a roller coaster ride. Of a film, and I want to do more. I feel like we're experienced to do that. So, if you guys want more shit like this, please let us know in the comments. Give this podcast a like. And if you guys don't forget, you guys can listen to our episodes on Spotify, Apple podcast thingy. And
it's crazy, bro. We signed a deal, bro.
Yeah,
with Spotify. 1.1
million, bro.
Okay, so yeah,
fake. But one day, you never know. It's all because of y'all. So, thank you, Frank. Thank you, Kynan. Do you have any last remarks, next comment?
The word's practicality.
That was the word you were saying?
That was the word.
More practical?
It's practical.
Yeah.
That's it. That's
it's practical,
it
guys. Write it down.
Even your screen, bro. We caught the camera trying to
the
figure out where...
Is.
Yeah, the autofocus is going all over the place.
It's true, bro.
I don't know if you guys caught it.
It's face detect.
It was right on your faces, though.
It's face detect autofocus.
So. Gotta watch it again.
go watch it again,
bro. And guys, go watch that bed part.
If you guys see it, comment, tag, and all that. Frank?
Guys, tag us on the merch. We want to see you wear the merch.
Absolutely. If you purchase anything on the jkbros.com.
Sure. Shout out to the people on Discord that share it, bro.
Yeah, big time. It could be Watch Discord. Up, it could be on Twitter. It could be on Instagram. Don't forget on Instagram. Make sure you put our tag in there so we guys could see you guys. If you're obviously private, we won't be able to see it or share it. But yes, get the book as well and write the dumb shit that I say or the dumb shit that he says.
Send it back.
Send it back when you're done filling it up.
We're going to send it back to you.
More merch coming. Yalla, guys.
I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it is.